Good morning, and welcome to the Cyber Smart Morning News Update. With the always evolving world of cyber threats and defense, you need a source you can trust. FBI retired Special Agent Darren Mott guides you through today's intricate cyber landscape and brings you the latest headlines and insights and what it means to you. Let's dive into today's cyber news.
Good morning, friends. Monday, May 6, 2024. This is the Cyber Smart Morning News Update. I'm your host, retired FBI Supervisory Special Agent Darren Mott. And you're probably wondering, did the cybercrime problem solve itself over the weekend? It did not. So I have seven stories. I'll try not to spend a ton of time on each one, just kind of give you the highlights. The links, as always, to all of the articles listed on this podcast are in the show notes if you want to go refer to them for deeper insight. If you're new to this program, I kind of whip through some major parts of the headline, kind of talk about what it means for businesses, for individuals, and depending on what the article type is. And I appreciate those who have been listening, downloading, and sharing information about the podcast. I've seen the download numbers go up by 20-30% over the last couple of weeks, so I do appreciate that. Of course, when the numbers are low, it's easy for the percentages to be high, so there is that. So as always, if you have thoughts, questions, comments on the podcast, email me, Darren@cyberguy.com. So let's get right into it. TheRegister.com. This is Brandon Vigliarolo reporting. It may take a decade to shore up software supply chain security, says InfoSec CEO. The more cybersecurity news you read, the more you often seem to see a familiar phrase, software supply chain vulnerabilities, or SSC. Varun Bandwar, founder and CEO at security firm Endor Labs, doesn't believe that's by coincidence. Quote, the numbers are going to go from 80 to 90% to maybe 95, 98, 99% of your code in an enterprise environment would be written from basically untrusted, unvetted sources, Bandwar said, referring to the proliferation of open source software packages. The software supply chain is going to be the next frontier of cybersecurity and cybersecurity attacks. Getting around those sorts of problems is going to require good documentation, Bandwar told us, which he said includes reliable software bills of material and better vetting of open source libraries. And there's a video where you can see that particular conversation. And this is a pretty short article, but he makes a good point, right? Because we companies and businesses are constantly looking for cheaper ways to do their software development. There are plenty of software firms that actually do software vulnerability scans, which I kind of tell you, here's where that you have codes in your error that could be compromised, things like that. But I don't think enough companies use that. So it'd be interesting to see if this is true, if it's going to take a decade to fix this. But certainly, when we look at the news issues and the number of vulnerabilities now being attacked and the number we get every year, I mean, thousands of them, some of them with a severity score of 10, which is the maximum, it's certainly software is a problem, and the software supply chain also an issue. So something to pay attention to going forward. From cybernews.com, this is Stephanie Shepard reporting. Tech support scam tops the list of elder fraud, says the new FBI report. This is the FBI 2023 cybercrime report. And so this is an important article to share with the elderly relatives and friends in your life circle. Cyber scams targeting seniors are on the rise, costing those over the age of 60 more than $3.4 billion in total losses for 2023, an increase of 11% over 2022. Now, keep in mind, this is reported losses. You can probably double that number to seniors who just never reported the loss due to shame and things like that. Quote, cyber criminals continue to seek ways to profit from our dependence on technology by launching a variety of attacks, and in many cases, specifically targeting elder victims, according to FBI Los Angeles Public Affairs Specialist Laura Eimiller. The FBI's 2023 Elder Fraud Report, released last Thursday, shows that tech support scams were the number one fraud impacting seniors in 2023. Investment in cryptocurrency scams, personal data breaches, as well as confidence and romance scams also appear at the top of the list, as they always do. Overall, the report breaks down over 30 types of cybercrimes impacting those over 60 and compares those statistics over the past 3 years in an effort to raise awareness to help fight this kind of fraud. So there's a lot more to this article you can go look at. I'm not going to read it all here because it's stuff I talk about all the time, stuff I talk about in my upcoming book, Get Cyber Smart, things like that. But again, it highlights the need to keep the seniors in your life, those that are over 60, aware of these cyber threats, to help them understand it, to maybe take control or at least have some partial control over some of their financial stuff, especially as they reach their 70s and 80s and memory becomes an issue. The more you can be involved to protect their information, to protect their finances, the better off we will all be as a country. But trust me, the cyber criminals don't care about their age, don't care about any of that stuff. They're going to continue to do this because it continues to work. So again, this is, again, just a public service announcement to help protect the seniors in your life. From Cyber News also, this is Ernestus Napri's reporting. 1/5 of Docker Hub repositories are malicious. Researchers find. Nearly 3 million repositories on Docker Hub, a platform for web developers to collaborate on their code for web applications, contain malicious content, security researchers at JFrog have found. Malicious actors plant millions of repositories without any images that do, however, contain malicious metadata. This can range from simple spam that promotes pirated content to extremely malicious entities such as malware and phishing sites uploaded by automatically generated accounts. Docker Hub is a closed cloud-based repository for container images, offering both public and private storage and collaboration solutions. A repository contains text descriptions and metadata on top of the container data. A public repository also acts as a community platform and allows users to search and discover images for their projects. Malicious actors quickly realized they could exploit the documentation feature to deceive users into visiting malicious websites. The JFrog researchers found that 46 million, or 30% of all public repositories, were imageless. They also revealed that 2.81 million repositories could be linked to three large-scale malware campaigns operating on Docker Hub. These are the downloader campaign, used for fake URL shorteners to redirect users to malicious downloads. The ebook phishing campaign promises free ebooks with randomly generated descriptions, but instead steals users' credit card information and enrolls users in costly subscriptions. And the website SEO campaign, which has no clear goal as the content of repositories is mostly harmless. Only one repository was created per user. And so there's, again, more information on this if you want to take a look at it. It's a pretty short article. But again, the point being here, right, as you're going online and you're looking for this open source free information, be careful what you're downloading, especially if you're on an enterprise network. This is going to be particularly problematic for companies that allow their employees access to sites like this on their corporate network. Now, if it's part of their job requirement, sure, understandable. But if it's not, shut these things off. Whitelist as many websites as you can and blacklist those that you are aware of. So like, for example, if your particular employees don't have a need for the Docker Hub, blacklist it so no one can go to it on your network. But the problem here is, right, is that companies just don't have the personnel to be able to track all of this cyber intelligence, which is why kind of listening to podcasts like mine and others is very important, because there's tons of podcasts like this, right, that do cyber news and talk about cyber stuff. But the more you listen to it, the more you'll get an idea of what's important, because we kind of all will talk about the same things, at least the things that we think are important. And so with that, then you can at least say, okay, this is one thing I can deal with right now. So I highly recommend getting your information from a variety of sources. Go to these particular cyber news websites and just kind of see stuff that's pertinent to your business, and use that intelligence to protect your networks, because the bad guys are coming for you. They don't care. They don't care how they get to you. They just want to get to you. And they are the first ones to figure out how to modify technology and sites like this that they know people are using to get people to do stuff they don't necessarily want to do. All right, from cyberscoop.com, this is AJ Vicenz reporting. Far-right websites hacked and defaced. We don't talk about cyber hacktivism a lot, but this probably would fall into that particular category. The hack includes links to download subscriber data and a message posting that Postmillennial's editor was transitioning to a woman. A pair of far-right media outlet websites were hacked and defaced late Thursday, with subscriber and other internal site data leaked as part of an apparently politically motivated attack. A message posted temporarily to the front page of the site's Postmillennial and Human Events was made to look as though it was written by the Postmillennial editor-at-large Andy Ngo. The message, which had the colors of the trans pride flag as its backdrop, claimed that Ngo was transitioning to a woman and taking the name Angelina Ngo. The message also included links to download data sets and posts, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, the only reason I bring this up, right, is not because I care about that it happened to a far right person. The same stuff's going to happen to far left. So this is just kind of where hacktivism is going. It's going from, targeting whoever they can to make their point, whether they be from the left or they be from the right. This is not a single-sided political issue, but if you are involved in any kind of politically explosive or controversial, I don't know, whatever, any kind of politically motivated type of website, which obviously everyone has the right to do this, right? Andy, I follow Andy Ngo on LinkedIn. I know where he comes from. I know what he's doing. And so, you know, I'm not surprised this would happen to him, but certainly this is not going to be a left-right specific thing. It's going to be a both sides specific thing. You're going to have entities on both sides doing both. So I only make this point to be, if you have a website that is largely politically oriented, get used to more of this coming. Partially because, again, individuals like this, like Andy Ngo and his site, probably doesn't have a huge IT workforce to secure his stuff. So there was a way for them to get in, and they did. It could have been social engineering, hard to say. But yeah, I just make the point that as we get into the political season, just expect more of these kinds of hacktivist-related activity. And if you are a member of one of the sites, change your password, turn on multi-factor authentication on all your crucial bank and financial account-related information. Bleepingcomputer.com, Bill told us. Finland warns of Android malware attacks breaching bank accounts. Finland's Transport and Communication Agency is warning that an ongoing Android malware campaign attempting to breach online bank accounts. The agency has highlighted multiple cases of SMS messages written in Finnish that instruct recipients to call a number. The scammer who answers the call instructs victims to install a McAfee app for protection. The messages are supposedly sent from banks or payment services providers like MobilePay, and they use spoofing technology to appear as if they come from a domestic telecom operator or a local network. So this is a variation on the tech support scam we mentioned earlier. It's happening through an Android malware piece, but expect that this is coming to Android device near you. So again, be aware of it. This highlights the need that if you get a text message claiming to be from your bank that there's fraud, go online, find the number to the bank, and call that number. Do not call the number associated with the text message. You can pretty much count on it being bogus. Call the bank directly with the phone number that you locate on the official website for that bank. Now, this is occurring in Finland. It's not an issue here in other areas of the West, but it's going to be, right? If it's working there, it's going to work elsewhere. They had one victim that lost $102,000 because of this scheme. So it's very well put together. It clearly is convincing because people are falling victimized to it. So be aware from that coming your way. Bleepingcomputer.com, Bill told us again, Iranian hackers pose as journalists to push backdoor malware. The Iranian state-backed threat actor tracked as APT-42 is employing social engineering attacks, including posing as journalists to breach corporate networks and cloud environments of Western and Middle Eastern targets. APT-42 was first documented by Mandiant in September 2022, who reported that the threat actors were active since 2015, having carried out at least 30 operations in 14 countries. The espionage group, so it's a state-sponsored group, which is believed to be affiliated with the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, or IRGC, has been observed targeting non-governmental organizations, media outlets, educational institutes, activists, and legal services. Let's see if it has a rationale for why they're doing that. Well, whatever it has to do with pushing forward the needs of the Iranian regime. It does say that they do have custom backdoor malware that they'll install if they get access. So just be aware that you have this coming. They said the attack begins with emails from online personas posing as journalists, NGO representatives, or event organizers sent from domains that typo squat on those of legitimate organizations. So typo squatting is, let's say, you ESPN.com, right? If you type in ESPM instead of an N, you will go to a different site, and they rely on your mistyping of that to happen. So that's what that's happening there. So if you get an email, look at the source, verify it's real, and don't download stuff from emails you are not expecting, because these particular emails have a link you go to enter like a Yahoo password or a Microsoft password or whatever. It's typical targeting. It's nothing new. But again, be aware of it. I was going to do a thing on continuous threat exposure management. It's from scmedia.com. It's basically, I was just going to say this is the new buzzword for 2024. I'm not going to really read this article. I'm going to link it if you want to see it, but it has to do with, instead of vulnerability management, having something that's more continuous. The only point I can make in this is companies don't have the people for this, but it's a good idea. We'll see if it gets any traction. With that, I'm going to let you have the rest of your Monday to yourself. As always, if you have thoughts, questions, comments, email me, Darren@thecyberguy.com. Follow me on LinkedIn, find my Substack, reach out if you have thoughts, questions, comments. Happy to help and talk to anybody. Enjoy your Friday. Know that knowledge is protection. If we understand the threats targeting us, we can assess our risk. Proceed wisely. Have a great Monday.
CyberSmart Morning News is written and produced by CyberGuy Productions. Feel free to email thoughts, comments, or suggestions to Darren at thecyberguy.com or follow Darren on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/DarrettMott. Thanks for listening.